At first she wept aloud, which Mrs. Belmont noticed by applying a rawhide, always at hand in the kitchen.
That's 14-year-old New Hampshire resident Mercy Bell reading from a book acknowledged as the first novel by an African-American. It's called Our Nig.
The same routine followed day after day with slight variation, adding a little more work and spicing the toil with words that burn and frequent blows on her head.
Our Nig was written by Harriet Wilson. More than a century after her death, Wilson will become the first person of color in New Hampshire history with a public monument in her likeness. Shannon Mullen reports the statue will be much more than a memorial.
Harriet Wilson was born in Milford in 1825, the daughter of a white mother and a black father. She was abandoned into indentured servitude at age 6 for a prominent white family. Decades later, Wilson wrote an autobiographical novel called Our Nig that tells the tale of her childhood and her mistreatment at the hands of the family she served. Our Nig was the first known novel written by an African American. Despite the milestone, though, the book disappeared almost as soon as Wilson wrote it.
There was no mention of her anywhere, not even in the state. So it was, wow, if we don't raise the attention of her, she can go forgotten again, you know, another 100 years before we even know that there was this woman who lived here and wrote about it, her experience here.
Jerry Ann Bogus lived in Milford for 23 years before she read in the local paper that Wilson had lived there too. She founded the Harriet Wilson Project with some other Milford residents with the aim of building a statue in Wilson's honor.
We have lots of buildings and bridges and monuments named for important white people in the state, but ours will be the first monument acknowledging the importance historically and socially of a person of color for the state of New Hampshire.
The group put out calls to artists for designs for the monument, but there are no known photographs of Harriet Wilson, so artists were asked to first read Wilson's book to get some sense of what she looked like. The winning design for the statue came from sculptor and art teacher Fern Cunningham.
We've already got the bronze and we've re-envisioned her. We've assigned her a face to go with her personality. In this case, I'm going with her personality and her own description of herself. She said that she was quite beautiful.
Cunningham's sketch for the statue conveys an obvious strength. She believes Wilson must have had extraordinary courage and conviction to attempt authorship at that time as a poor African-American woman, even far north of the Mason-Dixon line.
To take the real raw nerve, as young as she was, as uneducated as she was, as black as she was, to really think that she could write a novel.
Wilson's book was published in 1859. Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates Jr. found a copy in a New York bookstore and republished it in 1983. He says the book's disappearance had a lot to do with its original audience. Back then, the country was starting to take an interest in black narrative, but most readers were not interested in a cultural critique.
They wanted a critique of slavery in the South, not racism in the North. And so the book just died. I mean, it died on the vine.
Gates says today's society is not only ready to read Wilson's book, but people are also ready to recognize her contribution to history.
This is the first black woman novelist in any language, and we've now been able to flesh out our story. We have a whole picture of Harriet Wilson from her birth in the 1820s until her death at the turn of the century. Harriet Wilson is the mother of the African-American novelist tradition, and that's an important place in African-American literary history.
Her achievements arguably make Wilson one of New Hampshire's most pioneering early citizens. In a state with an overwhelmingly white population, the Harriet Wilson Project's Jerry Ann Bogus says it's important to add a chapter on Wilson's life to the history books.
We have to look at that full story. We have to look at all facets of history so that we can best understand who we are. It's a restoration of black history in the state of New Hampshire.
The Harriet Wilson Project plans to unveil its statue next spring, and the group is lobbying to place Wilson's novel on the state's high school reading list. In a preface to Wilson's story, she asked that she not be condemned for attempting to be scholarly, wishing instead that publishing the book would produce, quote, a faithful band of supporters and defenders. Her words have earned her that legacy and a place in New Hampshire's no longer whitewashed history. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Mullen.
To hear more of the book as read by Mercy Bell, go to npr.org. Mercy Bell, by the way, was the model for the likeness of the Harriet Wilson statue.